Next, we have statewide intake and mandatory reporting regarding abuse and neglect. We have two speakers for this event. They can come on. Oh, there they are. Very good. Okay, we have Stephen Black. He is the Associate Commissioner for Statewide Intake at the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services. In that role, he oversees the contact center responsible for receiving and appropriately assessing all child protective services and adult protective services intake for the state of Texas. He manages statewide over 300 intake specialists and over 60 secondary screeners. And apparently he has free time, some spare time, which is impressive. And during that time, he serves as an adjunct instructor for the Austin Community College Government Department. We also have Amanda Frangu. Did I say that correctly? Perfect. She has 17 years of experience with DFPS, with 16 years at statewide intake. Her roles at the abuse hotline include being an intake worker, intake supervisor, co-leading the transactional mentorship program for new employees, and leading a subgroup of the Retention Initiative Steering Committee. She's passionate about community building and providing education. We are thrilled to have both of you here today. And I'm going to move this over here. Or you want to stand up here? Okay, perfect. There you go. Thank you so much.
Hi, everybody. We're going to break this up into three different parts. I'm going to give an overview of statewide intake and mandatory reporting. You know, full disclaimer, Amanda and I, we're neither of us are attorneys, so please don't take any of this as legal advice. We just want to give you what our opinion and how we interpret mandatory reporting here at statewide intake. And also, Amanda will then come speak to some changes that we're making to some of the resources we provide to our professional reporters. So she'll speak to that next. And then hopefully have a little bit of time to go over any questions you may have. So just to tell you a little bit about statewide intake, we are also known as the Texas Abuse Hotline. So any reports for child protective investigations must come through statewide intake. We're open 24/7, 365. Most of our referrals come from our toll-free number, which you'll see up there. But we also have an internet reporting system, which I'm going to spend a little bit of time talking about today as well. Just to tell you a little bit about statewide intake, we're the biggest state that does centralized intake. I believe California does their intake county-based. In addition to that, we're one of a handful of states that we also take the CPS reports and also our adult protective service reports. So whenever our agent goes on available to take that incoming phone call, they don't know if they're getting a CPS report or an APS report until they're doing the interview. We're also pretty much 100% or more remote workforce at this point. We're about halfway there. Prior to the pandemic and post-pandemic, we're 100% telework. So we have a core location here in Austin for continuity purposes, a smaller location in Texarkana, and an even smaller location out in El Paso. But when you're talking to one of our intake specialists, they could be in one of up to about 34 different counties we have right now staff working. So some important reporting concepts. Texas law says anyone who has reasonable cause to believe a child, elderly person, or adult with a disability is being abused, neglected, or exploited must report. So current Texas statute makes not just professionals, which I'm sure this room is mostly comprised of, but anybody in the state of Texas is considered to be a mandatory reporter. Also, a professional may not delegate that responsibility to another person. And, you know, the reason I bring this up, and again, cautioning, not being an attorney, but just what we hear sometimes anecdotally, and maybe more from daycare settings compared to school settings, where some institutions will have some policies in place where if somebody thinks they need to report something, their internal policy say, well, staff that with your supervisor before making that decision. And I would just point out that if there are any policies in place like that in some organizations, and that person didn't report because their superior said not to, I don't know that that person would be protected in that situation if the matter truly needed to be reported to us. We defined our alleged victims as anywhere from the age of 0 to 17. So, you know, from the moment of a child being born all the way through age 17, that does qualify as to what age can be a victim for CPI in the state of Texas.